9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.
Well, hello. Isn't this a pleasant surprise? Happy Wednesday, beautiful people. It is your sweetest Oos here hosting our Wednesday edition of WWT Live as part of Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. And of course, as I said, I am your sweetest Oos, your hostess with the mostest, the queen of the honeypot and WWT Wrestling with Honey in the house. And we got some things to get into today. We are rumbling with a vengeance these days because we are still feeling that aftermath of the Rumble while on our way to yet a new situation, which is going to be a little bit more aggressive and a little bit more vengeful. So I hope you guys are ready to get into it today with me. And of course, you know, we don't do this alone. We are family in here. We're a family here at WWT Live, okay? Joined with me today is none other than the elitist of all things elite. It is Wednesday. You know it's her day. And don't be talking shit about her Dolphins. Don't talk shit about her clients. Just don't. Because otherwise she's going to slap you with a trombone. Courtney Rice. Uncle Courtney is here in the building. What's up, my love? How are you on this beautiful Wednesday?
It is a beautiful Wednesday. It's a lot to cover. It's Wednesday. And it's also ladies' night, too, because the ladies are taking over on this Wednesday.
I'm loving this, right? It's like what other way to do it, you know, than on like a Wednesday for women, like, you know, like Wednesday women's wrestling talk. Like, I don't know. We have to see about doing something like that. But, you know, shout outs to the team. Shout outs to the councilman. Shout outs to Sed. Hopefully you guys are feeling so much better and, you know, taking your nutrients and your vitamins and what have you. Drink that tea. And shout out to, of course, the rest of the team as well. But it's just going to be me and you, sister. So let's get into it now. Before we get into the exciting stuff, because we have a lot to recap. Let's just, for the sake of time, get something going for our producer from the future, for Dylan. We have our AEW Dynamite watch along this evening with our elitist here, Courtney. So make sure you guys check that out at 8 o'clock this evening. But tonight there's a lot going on for AEW. Mm-hmm. Apparently the highlight around the evening is Swerve Strickland versus Ricochet. And again, this is one of those things where I say, why the hell isn't this on a pay-per-view? Considering that they have been considering that they have been back and forth for quite some time, I just feel like this is like a cinematic worthy kind of match. I've honestly have been out of the loop of AEW for the last couple of weeks, been doing some overtime at the Beehive. So I haven't been able to really catch up on everything, but that's why we have Courtney here. So we have Swerve Strickland versus Ricochet tonight. We also have Will Ospreay versus a Don Callis family member, which I believe from what I recall was Jacob's favorite team, favorite faction of 2024. Kyle Fletcher and Konosuke Takeshita versus Buddy Matthews and Brody King, which that's going to be, I think that's going to be pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Queen Aminata versus the Timeless One. And this is something I didn't think I was going to be getting in the beginning of my year. So I'm excited for that. Hangman Adam Page is going to be appearing, as well as MJF. Courtney, what other things can we look forward to seeing tonight? What is your inside scoop on the goings on around AEW Dynamite tonight? And what are you looking forward to seeing?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, of course, my client. I get to see my client, Ms. Toni Storm, on Dynamite. But also, because this is right before we got on the show, we have a few things happening on Dynamite tonight. We're going to hear from Rated FTR live tonight. And we're also going to hear from the Hurt Syndicate. After they won the tag team titles against Private Party, we get to see what happens next for them. Who's going to step up to the plate in that tag team division? Because it's going to be fire. And also with Ricochet and Swerve, I have a feeling they're going to meet again at Revolution, because Revolution's creeping up in a couple weeks on March 9th. So there's going to be a lot of back and forth between them. And also, it was officially announced Collision this past week. They got a match at Revolution. Don't know if it's official, but Adam Copeland, or as we know as Edge, challenged John Moxley for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship at Revolution.
Well, now breaking out the big guns for 2025. Okay, fake TK, I see you. I see you. I see you trying to make some moves here. I see you. But yeah, what match are you looking forward to the most out of the things they have set so far for the evening?
Outside, well, obviously my client, of course. Outside of that, I'm actually looking forward to the Will Ospreay one because I think people will point at the obvious within the Don Callis family, but Don Callis said over the weekend that they have a fifth member that they didn't even bring. So I don't know if it's going to show up tonight or what, because I've called Don Callis a few things. I called him a creep. I called him a jerk the last couple weeks, but he is a very smart person and he has a lot of tricks up his sleeve. So I don't know what he had planned for Will Ospreay considering the big match before Grand Slam.
Well, I will say this about Don Callis. He is no wise man, but he does get things done. And he's a very intense negotiator. I'll put it lightly that way. He's a very intense negotiator. We'll see what tricks he has up his sleeve. I'm looking forward to anything that Will Ospreay is in. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, I think a highlight obviously is going to come down from the women. Timeless Toni Storm and Queen Aminata. That is going to slap. I kind of have a feeling where this is going to go, unfortunately, but I'm rooting for Queen Aminata in this one. I don't predict her to win as much as I want to and love to, but I think that the Timeless one is, like we've been saying, has a wrath and like no other, and she is quite furious. And I think anything that she's planning to do to Mariah May when she gets to her, poor Queen Aminata is going to be taking some hits today for that. But that is for AEW tonight. And you know what? Since we're on the topic of AEW, let's have a chat. There's been discussions about a certain women's superstar of AEW who's been making a lot of noise. And I just have a question for everybody in the chat. And by the way, shout outs to everybody in the chat. Real Talk T, Lewis Johnson, Boza, Dylan, Pat You, of course, Eric Isaac. Yeah, man. So Lewis Johnson, it's funny you asked that because my question for you guys is Harley Cameron next up? Oh, this isn't even the right picture.
That's Mariah May. Realized. I was like, that's I didn't Mariah want
to May.
Say it.
Oh my God. They messed me up. You know what? Screw it. I screwed up. That's the wrong slide. Well, let's just do this. It's Mariah May. It's a long day, guys. It's a long week, but we just got to get through it. But not Mariah May. I'm talking about Harley Cameron. Is Harley Cameron next up as far as a title holder or a game changer in the realm of AEW? She has been making quite the noise with a lot of her amazing promos. And I didn't know that she was a ventriloquist.
Oh, yes. She's
a very good ventriloquist. I enjoy it. It's very entertaining. But where do your thoughts lie with Harley Cameron? And what do you see for her in the future of AEW? Can she take it from Monet? Can she go up against Monet? Can she keep up? Is there anything else that Harley Cameron can contribute to AEW going forward?
It's so funny you mentioned that because I've been mentioning her a lot the last couple weeks on my watch along. Ha ha, Sindel. Yes. Sindel. It's all
you already know, girlfriend. You already know.
Yes. But you know what? I've been talking about Harley the last couple weeks on my watch along because she's no slouch. I've seen her wrestle and she has gotten better. And it's so funny because there was an article that our wonderful Mercedes Moné posted. And she actually gave high praise to Harley Cameron because she noticed that she has improved on her wrestling ability. And that gives a lot of good praise considering she's the reigning TBS champion and that she's seeing the improvement wrestling-wise for Harley. And also, she picked up her first win over the weekend at Collision against Taya Valkyrie, who is no joke. So kudos to Harley Cameron. And I actually made a bold prediction that she's going to be the next TBS champion. Grand Slam! Grand Slam Australia!
I hope the mayor heard that one. I hope so. Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people have been talking. She's, like I said, a lot of people have been talking about her and, you know, gearing, kind of like wanting to push her up to another level. So I think that we are going to get a more amped up Harley Cameron than we've ever seen this year, regardless if she wins or loses. But I think she has a very, very major role to play in the women's division because she is definitely something I've never seen before. So everybody be on the lookout for Harley Cameron going forward and seeing if she can acquire that TBS championship from the horsewoman.
Mercedes.
It was really bright in here. Sorry. It just couldn't come to me. But let's see. We have next. Let's talk about. What do we want to talk about? Let's talk about NXT, shall we? Let's change it over a little bit. Last night, if you guys tuned in and you had the privilege of being able to support our councilman with TLC via streaming the NXT watch along last night, you will know that a lot transpired. Now, one of the things that happened last night that I definitely was not expecting in 2025 ever, the one thing I wasn't expecting to hear was Fandango's music. Excuse me, Fandango. I was not expecting to hear that. That was a crazy pop. That was a crazy moment. But now he has told the people that he is now called JDC and he is in NXT and crossing over from TNA and he's looking to make some moves and make an impact. What do we think of the return of Fandango? I know that's not the only thing that happened, but since we're on that topic, Courtney.
I did not think that was in my bingo card for 2025. I didn't think it was, honestly, because that was much of a shocker.
Yeah.
It was much of a shocker.
Fresh from the system, from TNA, Fandango was there last night, made his presence felt when approaching Lexus King about the World Cup Championship, which they're actually going to be changing soon, apparently, as well, or keeping standard where it's one and done, winner takes all, none of the other technical stuff that went with it. Let's see. Before we get into anything else, ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise. We have a very big surprise here. It's very rare that this guy's on with us, especially when it's just us two. So I'm happy that he's here and we have another extra take to, you know, listen to. But here we are, guys. Jacob Lawrence is in the building. How are you, brother? What's going on? How's your Wednesday?
I'm good. You know, that might be the best, nicest intro I've ever gotten.
You know what? Probably the nicest in quite some time. Because right? I feel like once they see Jacob popping up, everybody's ready to pop their stuff.
Like, but I show up and the hostility just comes out.
Well, so good to have you, man. Welcome and glad you're joining us. Everybody say what's up to Jacob. You know, it's a rare sighting. Show him some love in the chat.
Rare. I came to work last week and on the weekend.
You did. But I'm just saying, I'm just saying, like, I'm loving this in 2025 for you. I'm loving this more frequent sighting of Jacob, and I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. But
thank you.
We just caught us pretty much in the middle of some girl to boss lady. But see, it starts. It takes one.
Always one. But you notice when I come to work, she don't ever be at work.
Oh man, I can't. So you caught us in the middle of some girl talk. Well, not necessarily all girl talk, but we were talking about NXT, the appearance of JDC, formerly known as Fandango from the system and TNA, coming to challenge Lexus King for the World Cup Championship. Quickly, your thoughts on that situation. And were you expecting Fandango's music to hit?
No, like, of all the people that I expected to go from TNA to NXT that have like an NXT history. I completely forgot about JDC because I was like, nah, they ain't gonna touch the Fandango bit, are they? Like, they wouldn't. And then that music hit, and I was like, oh, we're doing this.
The whole vintage entrance and the music. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised he didn't have anybody coming out dancing with him. That would have been
and
so
he cool. acknowledged it and was like, I appreciate you all. Yes. I was like, that yes, was dope. And then proceeded to cook Lexus King.
And seeing the reception for him was really, really refreshing. It was really nice. Obviously, we know Fandango was a beloved member of WWE. He's now with TNA on as JDC with the system. As you know, they're continuing to solidify that that relationship with TNA, and I would say it's going very well because you literally never know who will show up, and you will also quickly forget that there's a lot of superstars that were from WWE that are on TNA. So, shout outs to Fandango and him showing up. That was quite the surprise. We also went on to have a match with La Primera, Stephanie Vaquer, and JC Jane from Fatal Influence, solidifying her contendership for Fallon Henley's Women's North American Championship. What do we think of these events and what's going to transpire? And is Stephanie Vaquer on her way to a championship? Courtney.
Fallon Henley, beware. Stephanie put out a threat. Yes, last night. If you saw the glare in her face, she means business. And
Stephanie is very intimidating.
Yes, I could tell they were all very intimidating last night. And I was like, I would not want to mess with Stephanie.
Jacob, is Stephanie on her way to a championship?
I had to think so, because let's think about this. She might be the first person in the history of NXT to pull up in the NXT parking lot while there's people out there, walk through the parking lot, cut a promo, and then go on about her day, like, unbothered. Like, you just went through the most dangerous parking lot in the world, and everybody's like, yeah, nah, we good.
For Stephanie Vaquer to hang in the parking lot and remain untouched or, you know, not being jumped or anything, says a lot about that. It says a lot about that parking lot.
Yep.
Says a lot about that parking lot. We've seen some bad things happen in that parking lot, but you know what? The only bad thing in that parking lot this past week was Stephanie Vaquer. Yes. So, yes, I would have to agree. Fallon Henley, beware. Let's see. We also had Ridge Holland in one-on-one action, literally dropping Channing Stacks Lorenzo on his face yesterday, pretty much. It didn't bode well for them at all. There was some interruption and miscommunication due to Izzy Dame. And I don't know what to make of that story, but where do you stand, Jacob, on how this is going with the Don of NXT and his North American Championship run? What do you see that's going on with Ridge Holland?
I'm kind of over all of it. Like, I'm over Ridge. I'm over the attempts to make Ridge into a threat, a killer, a monster, whatever. I'm over Tony D and the family. I'm over Tony D's NXT North American title run. Like, it was so boring and bland. I started taking my braids down. I was like, you know, they need to come on out. Let me just go and start this process now. Let me go find my pick. Let me just go on and just start this process.
No, you didn't.
Like,
oh my God. So basically, Jacob, what you're saying is,
hey, sit the fuck down, Funaki.
Best thing to come from that family. The best.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're doing or what they're seeing with Ridge Holland. I kind of liked where they were going when they had him with Sheamus and Butch, but Pete Dunne. But then without that, we wouldn't have Pete Dunne right now as well. So, I mean,
could have kept him with Sheamus at least.
You could, but I feel like they're pushing. Like, at first I used to say, like, this Ridge Holland thing is annoying me. But now I'm like on an edge where I'm kind of looking and I'm watching and I'm viewing every week. And I'm just thinking to myself, oh snap. And I'm just thinking to myself that, you know, there's building to something here. And you know what? When you look around in NXT, there's not many solid heels. Solo heels. You know what I mean? And Ridge Holland, I feel like he's the role. He's that role to fill in for that. Was he the best? I don't know. I still think time will tell, but he could be on his way. We also had, what else happened last night? Excuse me. Oh my God. Are you kidding? The women's tag team match with Sol Ruka and Zarya against Gigi Dolin and Tatum Paxley. Man, the women just continue to kill it every single week. And speaking of women, before we go further, speaking of women who are killing it literally every day, 24/7, Million Dollar Woman, I think is joining us. Is she here? Boss lady, are you there? Oh no. There she is. Say her name as she appears.
Hey, y'all. Hey, Jada.
Hey, boss lady. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
I'm here.
Thanks for joining us, TK. We were just going over our review of NXT.
I had something at NXT. Lexus King. I don't know who's approving the facial. Like, I feel like when he started, it was okay. And then I was watching it today and I was like, who's approving this? This is not, I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know either. Like literally Fandango had it right where he literally looked like he spray painted a beard and hair on his face.
Beard, hairline, everything. It was just not.
It wasn't bearding. That doesn't even look like a real beard anyway. It's like no hair. Nothing. But I'm sorry, I didn't know how we made this about a fashion week review for Alexis King. But boss lady had to come through with the critique real quick, so let's just get that out the way. But the women's tag team match, Sol Ruka and Zarya versus Gigi Dolin and Tatum Paxley. Dolin and Paxley did look good. Zarya and Sol Ruka did come out on top. Sol Ruka continuing those crazy soul snatchers, which I love to see because I always like to see how creative she gets with them every week and how she executes them. But boss lady, did you get to see any of NXT last night? And if you did, what did you think of this match and how well the women continue to keep progressing on NXT literally every week?
I mean, I don't know. The women are progressing. It's just kind of one of those things like, you know, I wonder if it's like an era for as far as recruiting, was the intention for WWE to recruit like really strong? Not to say the men aren't strong, but it just seems like the women in general, you just have more stronger women. And I don't know if that was like the intent or it just kind of lucked out and that's just what's around. But yeah, Sol Ruka, like it's only the beginning. And I really like the fact of how they're kind of letting. Remember back in the day with NXT, it's like if you didn't have the character, the personality all together, like we might not see you, but they're really kind of training everybody and they're letting them cook. So by the time we get like a Roxanne, like she's been in NXT for a minute, but I was actually talking to somebody today, like her heel turn is believable, even though she's the sweetest girl like ever. Her heel turn is so believable, and that takes a lot of work to do. And you know, I'm appreciating the fact that WWE is now allowing and training wrestlers to kind of be able to do both and make it believable.
Oh yeah, for sure. Roxanne is definitely a great prime example of how well that women's division continues to grow. And then ushering it. Speaking of Roxanne Perez, let's get into that. She continues to. Sorry, excuse me. My dog was doing something weird. But Roxanne continues to just break down the barriers. She was the Royal Rumble's Iron Woman, having the most time in the Rumble in Women's Rumble history. Had a lot to say to Bayley, as well as the Queen made her presence known last night. And if you ask me, it's kind of like she's taking some notes from a certain Jade Cargill, because I feel like I'd seen this before. You know what I mean? The challenger visits all the brands and such. Just saying. But Charlotte Flair returned to NXT, confronted all of the women, including the NXT Women's Champion, Julia, who pretty much doesn't care. She said, listen, one of you girls, somebody win it, because I'm ready to kick somebody's butt. And Charlotte Flair says, you guys are the greatest women's division, but I'm better. And I think that's quite a statement to say. And that's a pretty wild statement out loud. Jacob, what do we make of that bold statement from the queen?
I mean, it's on brand, is the statement. Like,
it kind of is.
It's kind of on brand. Like,
kind of can't be mad at it.
Yeah. It's just, okay, cool. That's nice. Next, like, let's get moving where we're actually going to go with this. It's kind of my whole thing with just Charlotte in general, like right mm-hmm. now, like, cool, mm-hmm. let's get moving. Like, we got a month to the chamber, 2 months to Mania. Let's just get this ball moving, because I feel like they're doing like a goodwill tour with Charlotte. Like, Monday, she comes out, cuts the promo, being like, almost lost my career, mm-hmm. all of that. Shows up Tuesday, hits Bayley with the, oh, you know, this is perfect time. Let's just throw the fours real quick. Puts praise on everybody. Nobody likes babyface Charlotte.
I don't think anybody does. No.
Charlotte doesn't like babyface Charlotte.
I was going to say, I don't even think Charlotte likes babyface Charlotte, because it's like she could try to be babyface all she wants, but it's like, girl, we know the stats, we know the statistics, we know the accolades you have, and we know that you feel yourself. Like, and that's okay, because, you know, there's nothing that can be said about Charlotte's career that, you know, that can tarnish it. She has had an amazing wrestling career, and the first in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Along with that, though, was very interesting. We almost had a little heated exchange in the ring, but Cora Jade, to everyone's surprise, came out and just literally whacked Bayley. I don't know if it was with a pipe or a stick or whatever happened. Something. Yeah. And pretty much made her presence known as well, and as well hit the women NXT Women's Champion. So Bayley then demanded a match with Ava later on, literally saying, I want that, you know, I'm not going to say it out loud, in a match next. So I think this is going to be really fun. It also ended I like the segment more because it ended with Cora holding the belt up, and that's still something that I think that Shawn Michaels is playing with that could, you know, still possibly happen in the future. But what, Courtney, what do we think of the possibility of Cora Jade as champion?
She just made a bold statement because she whacked everybody. And also, she didn't forget about Roxy's comments about her. And she kind of is still fluttered about what she said. So Cora Jade is really showing that a little bit of aggression, because attacking Bayley, attacking the NXT Women's Champion. And Charlotte backed away after Cora Jade made a statement. So Cora is making her statement now, and she wants that NXT Women's Championship, which is not a problem. But I'm really curious on how this is going to further in the couple weeks regarding Cora Jade, because not only she has NXT, she's also dealing with TNA as well with Masha Slamovich.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So do you think that boss lady, you think that Cora is kind of biting off more than she can chew right now? And also to Cindy's comment here, I just saw it and I lost it. Where is it? I lost it. Darn it. But it was in regards to Charlotte Flair and her statement about being the best in the better than this women's division in NXT. Do you think that's true or false?
I feel like with Charlotte, it's kind of like for once, I guess I agree a little bit with Jacob. I feel like with Charlotte, especially with the promo that she cut on Monday, because it was just like, okay, like we understand that, you know, we understand that, like, you know, you miss the wrestling and stuff like that. However, yeah, it just wasn't believable, which I'm kind of curious. I almost wish that she would kind of stick to it. So with that, I do think she's one of the trendsetters in the business as far as women go. I mean, there are plenty of other women we could talk about, but, you know, all the accolades, like you were saying, honey, that Charlotte has done, you know, you can't take that away, whether she is a heel or a babyface. So that's one. I am curious to see how, you know, how long this stint is going to be, if it's going to be a long stint or short stint, because a la Charlotte, she's kind of made her way. She gets the belt, she drops the belt, and then she disappears. Not saying anything against her. Like, that's a good work schedule. Give me that work schedule.
Great work if you can get it.
Listen, man, listen, that part,
So, you know, given everything that's happening, and also, I don't know, I think the news dropped yesterday. I don't even know if it's the news, but her and Andrade getting divorced and the fact that they're both on the same brand too. Not the same brand, but the same company is like, okay. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. So I'm curious, that makes me even more curious as far as how this is all going to play out. As far as Cora, I think Bosa or Dylan said it, as far as, I feel like I'm here for this feud. I'm here to see what she's going to do. Let's be honest, if Roxanne does leave for the main roster anytime soon, even though the women's division is very stacked, we now need to start establishing the names. It's like, we have great women. Now let's like really individualize them and give them right characters and people know who everybody's talking about versus, oh, that chick or that girl in that faction. So I think this is a good chance for Cora to do that.
Indeed, indeed. I would have to agree. Dylan calls BS on the Cora and Roxanne feud. Jacob, do you?
No, because at one point they went to kill each other. Like, let's not forget that. Like, I feel like I see what Sean is doing. They're the female version, the women's version of DIY. And I can see it. And no, I think the swerve will be Cora beats Bayley. She gets put in the fatal four-way, and somehow Cora probably walks out with the belt, courtesy of Roxanne, and they like reunite. And that, like, see, I just wanted to push you and prove to you and get you to believe that you could do it, type bit.
Right. It's more, more so of like Roxanne trying to invite the factor of her leaving the division better than she found it. Because let's be honest, we can say that Roxanne is doing that when she moves to the main roster. So there's a lot of heat going around with the women's division on NXT, and things are cooking. Vengeance Day is literally on the 15th, coming up very, very soon. So stay tuned for that. But two more things that happened last night. I want to get into my favorite thing that happened last night. So we're going to go with what happened with A-Town Down Under and Obafemi, literally carrying both men on his back and sending them back down under where they belong. Obafemi and Still Your Ruler. Unfortunately, they were defeated by A-Town Down Under with Trick Williams due to a little mishap. Courtney, what do we think about this match? And what do we think about the interruption of Eddie Thorpe afterwards?
I kind of said to myself, I think he may be butthurt with Trick interfering, but it's just like, Eddie's like this little mosquito that doesn't want to go away. He just wants to beat up on Trick so much. He just doesn't want to go away.
Just keep biting. Well, I guess that's easily said. Jacob or TK, any thoughts on the interaction last night with A-Town Down Under and Obafemi and Trick?
I don't want, you know what? I'm going to say something, but then I know y'all are going to just jump on it. I think it's really, really good. I think it's good.
Now I want to hear it.
Y'all have been getting me on this fine Wednesday.
Go ahead. It's a safe space.
I was literally about to pull up that comment. Eric Isaac says, black man getting whooping on Black History Month. That's injustice.
That's what I was going to say.
I would have to agree. That's pretty unjust. Yeah. Like, you know, that's pretty much injustice. But I'll tell you what wasn't, though. My girl Kehlani Jordan. I'm just saying, man. Listen, somebody's getting a little spicy in this NXT women's division. And I think that Kehlani Jordan is just about fed up with these women in the back that are claiming their prize. They are literally pushing her over like she wasn't the first inaugural Women's North American champion and made history. What do we think about this spicy version of Kehlani Jordan, Jacob?
Baby RVD got an edge, and I got to enjoy it. I feel like she might be taking that RVD trajectory where he started picking up an edge in ECW before he jumped over. And I like it. I don't want this to go into a full heel turn for Kalani. Just give me a tweener Kalani or Kalani that's like, hey, this is cool, but like, don't play with me. Like, y'all have been playing with me in my name. Don't play with me anymore. Like, I will whoop everybody's ass in here and make it look cute while I do it.
Okay.
That, like, that, if we go that way, I love it. I just don't want the full heel turn because I feel like there's something with Jada Parker where I could see them turning her completely heel and pairing her with Jada. And like, there's enough pairs in the women's division. Let somebody just stand on their own and just rock and do their work. And I feel like this would be perfect for Kalani to do.
Boss Lady, tweener or full heel turn for Kalani after last night's events? What do you think?
I can't believe I'm saying this again, but I actually agree with Jacob.
Yeah! Two for two!
I'm going to go buy a scratch off when we finish with this.
Now's not her time to turn full heel, but also, you know, don't mess with my name type situation. So I actually do agree with Jacob. And it's, I think she could pull it off. Because, you know, there's a certain era where it's like you had to be a heel or you had to be a face. I feel like some people could pull it off where they're in between. Like, I'm nice until I'm not nice. And I think Kalani can definitely do that.
And I think the NXT crowd would definitely be behind a heel Kalani. Mm-hmm. Courtney, same question for you. Tweener Kalani or full grown heel Kalani? Nobody does it like me. I'm not taking no mess. Y'all stop playing with me and my name and y'all gonna get some butt whoopings. What do you think?
I'm actually enjoying this side of Kalani Jordan. I don't want to go fully heel yet. I want this to slowly progress because she did make a point because she's tired of being the little sister of NXT. She's tired of being pushed aside. And I can relate, being the youngest of my siblings, it's always hard when you kind of have to stand on your own two feet and say, no, I am not the little sister anymore. I want to be a little bit more aggressive. And I want to see how she is with Jada Parker, because I feel like with the two of them, they can really deliver. And I feel like this is something that Kalani can show a little bit aggression and turn it up a bit. But I do like this side of her that I want to see.
Man, so to your point, Courtney, you said something very interesting where you said you don't want Kalani to turn full heel, but you want it to slowly progress.
Yes.
I personally believe that we have been seeing it slowly progress for the last couple months. And it all started when she lost that title. And we've talked about it many times here. We continue to say it. There's always money in that chase. And an aggressive Kalani is going to win in that chase and also get that title back if that's what she's going for. Whether she's going for the main roster title or North American Championship title, she's just tired pretty much of everybody downplaying everything that she has brought to the table in this division. So I personally think that it's already in full effect. You know, she's Miss Mello, so we're here for it. You know what I mean? So I don't think anybody would be opposed to that. Like, imagine Kalani would literally look like the women's version of Mello with shades on, black leather jacket, black lipstick, just doing it up and just popping her mess. Like, you know, and as she should. Hello. Thank you, Dylan. Her and him. Then we'll just end it at that. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot for sure. So next up, let's see. What else can we talk about? Ooh, let's talk about this. This was really interesting. How can we forget? At the very end of NXT last night, there was a teaser, yet another teaser of someone returning. We saw it last week and the week before, but this time we have seen silhouettes and shadows of these four figures. At the end of NXT, the closing picture last night was this photo you see here before you. I'm very curious. I'm very intrigued. And just judging by the silhouettes alone, these look like they're not people that are going to be messed with. And when you're going to make a debut on Vengeance Day, it tells me you're pretty angry about something. What do you guys think? Who are these four figures? Do you guys have an inkling of who you think they might be? And what's your excitement level for this, Jacob?
I have no clue. And I've seen people go say that the second from the right.
Is our right, your right, left.
Counting from my way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. The one that clearly looks like you would think it was Ricky Starks. I've seen people go, oh, that's Ricky Starks. I don't see it.
Mm-mm.
I don't see it. But you got four. Looks like decent height. You could probably guess two of them are black. So you start kind of thinking like,
why, who is why can you guess two of them are black?
That's a good question. Okay,
we see locks on one of them. There's locks on one of them.
Why do you have locks too?
So unless we go in the righteous approach, and then judging by the bandana and the chin shape, and like, you look, I've done a lot of silhouette profiling. But the point I'm making is, it gives you an idea of like, all right, let's go look through who WWE has signed recently that we're aware of. I can't think of anybody, because it's not Hikuleo. There's no reason to bring him in a way like this. So I'm interested. I hope that we don't work ourselves up anticipating and wanting it to be something and then being let down when it's not. Like, well, oh, it should be Ricky Starks. Oh, maybe it's some other disgruntled AEW person. Or, oh, maybe it's somebody that just left TNA. Or maybe it's Zilla Fatu. Like, let's just temper expectations and, you know.
No, none of those guys even look like Zilla.
But you know how speculation, people look at silhouettes, are like, oh, it could just be a stand-in. Like, let's get the guy that you could think is Ricky Starks and get hyped that way and then switch it with somebody else.
Yeah, I have the faintest idea who these figures could be. They look rather threatening. They look like they're not going to be anything to play with when they arrive. I think some of these could also be new arrivals. We know that WWE ID has been in full effect. So maybe this is just a fresh band of blood that we are going to be introduced to coming Vengeance Day. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. Courtney, any thoughts on these four figures?
No, I mean, I really can't think of anybody in the top of my head, and I like to be surprised on Vengeance Day because I really can't think of anybody else in the top of my head. Please don't say Ricky Starks because I love Ricky Starks. Don't get my hopes up with that, but I like to be surprised on Vengeance Day.
Indeed, I think so too. Boss Lady, any final thoughts on these four figures before we move on?
I guess I agree, Jacob, again. I have no idea. We'll see what happens.
Indeed. Yeah. These four, they still can't put my name on it, a finger on it at all. But moving on to other news, there are lots of reports swirling that the WWT favorite horsewoman, Bayley, is
so wrong.
I'm sorry. Listen, everyone's favorite role model, Bayley, is apparently pushing for an Evolution 2. For those of you who don't know, Evolution was the all-women's pay-per-view that first happened, I want to say 2017. 20-teens. And it was a phenomenal event. It was a historical event. And honestly, it was something that literally it just came and left us. Kind of like kind of like Boss Lady just now. So, but Courtney, any ideas about Bayley pushing for an Evolution 2? And if there was, who are you booking in your main event?
Oh man, I would actually love to see Evolution 2. With the way this roster is loaded, this would be crazy. For me, main event. It's going to be very hard to say what to book because I would like to see an all-star tag team match. And who do I want in that tag team match? Oof. There's a lot of ladies to choose from in that tag team match. Lots. But yeah, I would probably do like an all-star tag team match and kind of feature like...
That's funny. Dude.
Pretty much. She's like, I did it three times. Can't do it anymore.
I give up. She's like, I give up.
I know, I give up. Actually, top of my head, instead of a tag team match, I actually have Jordynne Grace challenging Tiffany Stratton for the women's title.
Ooh, well, all right. That's a pretty juicy fight. Jacob, same question for you. Women's Evolution 2, do you think it'll happen? And if so, and you're the booker, who's your main event?
It should happen. It needs to happen. If you could pull it off in 2018 and you had like 6-7 matches on the card, you have 2 new women's mid-card titles. You have the tag team titles. You have a partnership with TNA that also has a strong women's division. Why not do it? My main event, my first thought was, oh, do a chamber match for one of the titles. And then I remember the chamber has its own set on the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be, I would really, really love? Give me a 6-pack women's Hell in a Cell. Give me an Armageddon Hell in a Cell with women's. Yeah. Throw one of the world titles on the line. It is kind of perfect if you did it soon. It, like, let's just take what we got now. You have the whole Nia Jax, Bayley, still got Tiffy running around, lingering in that. Throw Roxanne in there.
Yep.
Screw it. Find a way to get Muscle Mommy, Jordynne Grace in there, and then take your wild card. Like, it's perfect. Let's throw them in there. Let's let them go. Let's have some fun.
Just
let loose.
What's so funny is that on the Kayfabe podcast with Councilman and Dion and myself every Saturday, you guys could check it out here as well. We did a fantasy booking for the Armageddon Hell in the Cell, men's and women's, and who we would put in a match. Like we selected WWE superstars only, and then we did another one where it was like cross-branded. And we had some pretty, pretty wild picks on there. I believe like Dion or Councilman had like all NXT mixed with maybe some like Jordynne Grace in there or something like that. And we had some pretty wild, wild fantasy bookings. But Armageddon, Hell in the Cell for NXT, I could totally see that for Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Totally see Sean booking that. Mm-hmm. If I were to do a Women's Evolution 2, my main event would be, let's make it fun. We'll do a ladder match for a championship. I mean, since we kind of stopped doing the champion versus champion branding thing at Survivor Series now, since it's now War Games, I would put Tiffy versus Rhea, winner take all, in a ladder match. That's what I would do. I feel like that would put some booties in seats.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But yes, again, excuse me, I can't keep up. Bayley possibly pushing for Evolution 2. Might get it, might not. I really hope we do, considering that the women's division is booming and you guys saw that rumble on Saturday. Do we need to say more? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Moving on to other news. There is well wishes in order to both of these men, Apollo Crews, who just had surgery, and Duke Hudson, who has unfortunately been released by the WWE. Duke Hudson, we wish you the best. We know that he was an avid member of Chase U. Had a couple of cool moments. Kudos to Duke Hudson. I wish you all the best, and hopefully we'll see you down the road, man. Any thoughts on the on Apollo Crews or Duke Hudson for either of you guys? Courtney.
I do wish Apollo Crews. It just sucks having a serious injury. And actually, he was doing a lot more well, especially kind of placing him within the tag team division, because I thought he was going to have a bigger role. But it really sucks to have a serious type of injury. So do wish him a speedy recovery. And, you know, for Duke, he had a interesting run in Chase U. I missed the last of it, but
special little nobodies.
Wish him the best of luck.
Special little nobodies. I don't know if I want to read that out loud.
No.
You want to read it? You want to read it, Jacob?
No, I'm good.
I think they can see it. I think we're good on that. But yes, again, shout outs to Apollo Crews and shout outs to Duke Hudson. And
God, I wish the mayor was on today.
Man, this would have been quite interesting if the mayor was on.
Just for one reason. So for the longest on We Got Next, me and Sed would do this debate, bit about Duke Hudson and says the whole thing is, what's his gimmick? I'm tall. I'm 6'5". Big deal. And it's like, literally, that was the whole thing. He says, like, okay, and cool. I'm tall. I'm 6'5". I'm Australian. Great. I'm like, you're so wrong. Oh. And they said, posted the video that Duke posted on social media yesterday. And he beat me to it. And I meant to ask him, I wanted to go, so he has a personality now?
Just saying, you know, just where was that
before? I wish him the best. I'm sure he'll land somewhere. And
go ahead.
Go on. Yeah, so the video, he was like, Rhea remembers looking up to you. You and Big Bronson got here at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like what he's doing with it. Hopefully he can find and land somewhere and get some good use. The cruel irony is if he ends up in TNA, hey, buddy, nice to see you. It's like quitting a job and then coming back in a different department, dog. Like, hey, welcome back. Glad to see you.
Yeah, I always felt like Duke Hudson had something to offer, but I just feel like with the whole Chase U bit, he wasn't going to be able to grow beyond that as long as he was still affiliated with them. And considering how Chase U ended, it kind of leaves kind of a bad taste in my mouth, because now I'm wondering, where the heck is Thea Hale and where has she been? She's another one who's been quiet.
And I'm out of a job now. I'm not an accountant anymore. Like, I'm an accountant for her now. Like,
yes. But again, we wish them both the best of luck on both of their situations. And we'll see where they go in the near future. And Apollo Crews, speedy recovery to you, friend. Let's see. Now, this is something I wanted to talk about today that I found very interesting, being, of course, that it's women's wrestling related. Mm-hmm. And when a Hall of Famer speaks, you listen, especially when it's this Hall of Famer. And that is Mark Calloway. Say that again.
Depending on the subject matter, sure.
Well, of course, depending on
depending.
You're absolutely right. Depending on the subject matter, we might not agree on a lot of things, maybe politics when it comes to our beloved Mark Calloway, aka The Undertaker. But when it comes to wrestling, we got to say the guy knows his stuff. He is a Hall of Famer. He is an icon. He is the Reaper. He is the Taker of Souls. He's a legend. And he had a very interesting statement in regards to women's wrestling, which I think speaks volumes about how much women's wrestling continues to make a mark on the industry and how it continues to stay strong. But the dead man, and quote unquote, says women's wrestling literally has more grit than the men. Ladies first. Courtney, your thoughts on that statement from the dead man?
Well, number one, he is not wrong. And considering the fact he's been since the WWE since 1990, and just seeing that, because you have to remember during his time period, there was women, but didn't get a lot of spotlight, because of course you had Miss Elizabeth and Sensational Sherry. Then you kind of had Medusa and Bull Meccano. And then, of course, the golden era with Trish, Lita, Ivory, Jackie, Jazz, and all of them. But I think what he's trying to say is, like, there's an improvement, because I think for him in his mind, he kind of saw them as eye candy at that time, and just seeing the improvement. And also, I was actually reading an article a couple weeks ago where when Trish and Lita had a main event, a lot of the men in the back were not happy that they were in the main event on the episode of Raw. So that really kind of put a really dud on them. But I think for him, just seeing the growth that women's wrestling has come a long way from, like, give divas a chance to Bathroom Break and then the start of the Revolution. Part of it, he's not wrong about it, because we do see women's wrestling growing by the minute. We see it on NXT. We see it on Raw. We see it on SmackDown. We see on the partnership with TNA and NXT. So it's going to continue to grow and continue to see how it's going to progress in the near future.
Jacob, more grit than the men, women's wrestling. Do you agree or disagree with the dead man?
I agree to an extent, because I saw this and I'm pretty sure, because I saw this and then I saw a clip that I think was taken from the same interview, podcast, whatever, where he was basically like, and he said it, said this before, that this generation of male performers are soft and wouldn't make it, basically. And that he's like, yeah, I go show up and I'm like, none of y'all are fighting for spots. And it's basically old man, get off my lawn. It's like, yeah, everybody in your generation was doped up on steroids, killing themselves. And these guys are happy playing video games. So I think what he is saying is that, like, the women are actually fighting, trying to get spots. It reminds him of his time. So it's like, yeah, you're complimenting the women, but I think if these clips that I saw were put together, like if I see the whole thing, I'm pretty sure they're the same thought and sentence. It's more so him taking a shot at the men and being like, y'all are happy and like, I don't like this. But he's right. If you take it just straight up by itself, yeah, the women have more grit. The women have proved, hey, we're just as good as you guys, if not better.
We're here.
We've earned our spot. Give it to us and treat us the same. So, yeah, I'll give the dead man his props. He's right in this moment.
Yeah, especially being that he's surrounded by nothing but women in his household. I would hope that he advocates for... I would hope that he advocates for women's wrestling, because also I believe he has a young daughter who wants to train in the ring.
And
apparently she's no joke. So he's going to be building the next generation of athletes, and soon we'll be in our 60s, 70s talking about, I used to watch her daddy wrestle, like, you know, but here we are now. and we're going to, you know, we're just enjoying women's wrestling as we go. And I obviously have to agree with the dead man, but there's another person who has just popped on in the chat, and I kind of want to give him a proper introduction to make him feel good. I know he's been under the weather lately, but we have another guest here, guys, and it is our...
It's Councilman Will Farrow of Strattonville with his Parisiac constituents.
Councilman, how are you, my partner? What's going on? How are you feeling?
We are at 89% and rising.
Very specific number.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
To your 100% councilman. Oh, yes.
Oh, we're glad to have all 89% of you here with us, man. Everybody give this man a round of applause in the chat. This man has done some crazy overtime the last couple of weeks while being sick, doing NXT watch-alongs, Royal Rumble, Kayfabe podcast, 8.5-hour days of streaming. My boy does it big, man. But you caught us in a really good conversation, and I wanted to get your thoughts really quickly because we are pretty much almost wrapping up very soon. But what do you think of the dead man's statement speaking on women's wrestling, where he said, quote unquote, they have more grit than the men? Do you agree?
I absolutely agree, because these men right now are softer than a box of puppies. He is absolutely right.
He is absolutely not a box, right.
Box of puppies, man. You right. You know what made me see that? That ladder match at the Royal Rumble. Bro, dudes is outside of KO, dudes is scared to take spots like they used to. Women are not. Women going full out. Like, you be like, sometimes you be looking like, yo, I don't think she gonna be here next week. I think that's it. And she there the next week.
Imagine being that tag team match after that Rumble and looking at that TV like.
Yeah. Yeah. And then do nothing. Same thing with that Damian and Finn Balor street fight. You mean to tell me y'all just jumped off of the audience in the table and that was it?
That you had
Zelina, y'all out.
You had Zelina Vega doing destroyers off ladders and Money in the Bank last year. Okay, come on.
Can we forget about
what are we doing here, fellas?
You're softer than a box of puppies right now. I mean,
can we forget about? Yeah, can we forget about like Zoe Starks and Lyra's performance at Money in the Bank last year?
ain't none of these cats doing that, man. And I know too, just to try to be safe, so like you could continue to perform. I understand all of that, but it's like, yo, man, women just showing you right now, like, yo, in the next maybe 3 to 5 years, man, men are gonna be second to wrestling. At least in the WWE and NXT. I don't know about everywhere else, but at least in the WWE, man, you're going to be seeing women main eventing everything.
Everything. Literally everything.
I mean, unless Charlotte, Unless Charlotte Hogan got something to do with it, you know.
Charlotte Hogan is wild business.
Wow.
Basically, in you know, to sum it up in better terms from the councilman, I think that what he's really trying to say is,
hey, sit the fuck down, Funaki!
It's just an excuse for me to use it. I love pressing buttons. I love pressing buttons, but let's kick it up a notch. The dead man has spoken, fellas, and I hope you heard it. But let's get into one more legendary factoid of the evening. I just want to acknowledge the boat. Let's acknowledge the boat. That's not what we do. That, you know, I know it's not something we do here often on Women's Wrestling Talk, but this
one. Hold on, but before we acknowledge, because I know Jacob wasn't here, I did, because you brought up the women's 6-man Armageddon Hell in the Cell.
I told him about it.
I just had to show you what we came up with.
Oh, there you go. He got the graphic. So this was yours.
This was mine.
This women's was yours. So Io Sky, Julia, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Stephanie Vaquer, and Tiffany Stratton in a 6-woman Hell in the Cell Armageddon style. Winner takes the championship. And who did you have winning this, Councilman?
I mean, it's obvious who walks out. The greatest woman wrestler in the world right now, Roxanne Perez. Yeah. Now, this is my other client. You know what I'm saying? We'll get her the world heavyweight championship if this was to happen. But, you know, my client wants all the titles, and I'm here for it.
Not for nothing. This is such a strong, strong graphic. Like, this screams main event. So I feel like if you are going to book a Women's Evolution 2, just put this on it. Just put this as the main event and screw it. But yeah. But so back to acknowledging the boat. She is going to be challenging. Well, she has challenged Masha Slamovich for the TNA Knockouts Women's Championship. Any thoughts on this move for the boat? What direction do you think they're going in when they're doing this? Or do you think this is just to further solidify the relationship between TNA and NXT? Councilman, what are your thoughts? I can't stay serious with it, man.
Here's the thing. If Masha wouldn't have just won this, there could be a talk about the boat possibly being TNA champion. But with Masha just winning, these odds seem very slim. But I do think that this is going to be one heck of a match, though. That's the nice part of how I'm going to put this, man.
I was waiting.
I'm just listening.
Jacob, do you want to be the one to rip the Band-Aid off?
I'm gonna let him get it out first. Go on, come on.
Just listen. There's a reason why some boats don't leave a dock. Okay, you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of casino boats that don't go sailing no more. Listen, you know, now will she give her a little bit of like some fundamentals in wrestling? By all means, I think Masha would definitely benefit being in the ring with the boat. There's no denying that. But in today's women's wrestling, Natalia Hart, TNA Knockouts Women's Champion, like
Natalia Neidhart.
I thought we wanted TNA to progress. I thought we wanted.
Now y'all can't be disrespecting the boat like this, man. Progress, it will progress whether she wins or loses. This woman doesn't hold no punches with wins and losses anymore. I mean, I'm not the biggest Natalia fan, but I will advocate for her in this instance. I think it's awesome, and I understand why they're utilizing her to be this.
Honey.
Yeah.
Do you want Natalia, TNA Knockouts champion?
I don't think she'll win. No, I don't think so. Due to the fact that Masha Slamovich, because I'm not defending her winning or losing anymore, because I don't think for Natalia that's what it's about anymore. Natalia's just having fun, and she's just literally spreading her horizons and pretty much going into that TNA umbrella, which is something that they've never really, you know, this is the first time they've dabbled in a partnership this deep. And I think that she's a great Junk Punch hero, put a great name, a word on it, gatekeeper. And also it'll give Masha Slamovich a reason to come to the main roster. Possibly we could show, we've seen the TNA Knockouts Women's Championship on WWE television before. We can get it again. And Natalia, I think she's just an extension of how the women's wrestling industry continues to progress. I don't think she cares about wins and losses anymore, quite honestly. But I don't want to sit here, I don't want to disrespect the boat, because I know this will be a solid match. That I do know.
Gotta see if the boat can still float out seas. I got you. I get it.
Whatever makes the boat float. Courtney, any thoughts on this?
Alexa, please play Rock the Boat. I had to put that reference in there. I do have a soft spot for Natalia, and she has done a lot. I do think it is going to be a solid match. Do I think she's going to be TA Knockouts champion? No. But she's just enjoying herself, and I wouldn't mind seeing the match between her and Masha. I think they're going to deliver a solid match in between. And also could help with the partnership with TNA and NXT, because as Honey mentioned, we have seen the TNA Knockout Championship on WWE television. So I wouldn't mind watching this match between these two.
Jeffrey, the boat is off schedule is what he's saying. Anyway, I don't care what none of y'all say, man. Shout outs to the boat, Natalia. Okay, Boss Lady actually interviewed her back in Philly last year for WrestleMania weekend. So make sure you guys check the archives and check out that interview.
Your thoughts on this?
Mine or Jacob?
No. Jacob,
excuse me. Yes, I'm so sorry, Jacob.
Oh, that boat gonna go out to sea, and that boat gonna show you that it can still handle rough waters. Plain and simple. Like, Marsha got the title back in October. Why not give it to Natty? Let Natty go over there and get these other girls. Yep, it was October at Slammiversary. She got it.
Okay. Well, never mind then. No, I thought it was in January for some reason.
Time flies when you're having fun, Council.
Oh, wow. Then, no. Yeah, she has. Yeah, then I take back what I say about the boat.
Well, look at that. Change of heart.
Away from greatness again.
Let Natty go over to get it, and let Natty kind of, you know, polish and shine up that women's division at TNA and get them up to speed a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's easy money. What's a little title round for Natty in 2025?
This going to be for the mayor. Let's get Natalya to be the TNA Knockouts champ. So then Lola Vice can beat her, and then she becomes a TNA.
Well, yeah, man.
I see what you're doing there, Jake.
That's about the only way Lola touched gold, but, you know, I digress.
Sir!
Well, because you lose it, you never win.
Oh, boy! That stuff is. Yeah!
You raggedy bitch.
Damn, Jacob.
But I don't have nothing to argue that.
That's a lie.
I don't have nothing to argue, because I'm like, why is she not on TV? Like,
yeah, I understand. I guess I understand those sentiments. But all right,
can only shake ass for so long.
That is very true. That is very true. Before you start getting sick and tired of eating crappy plates. Let's see.
Do you get tired of crab cakes?
No, I said crabby plates, like crap, like eating crap. Like, oh my God, never mind. Like, there's a lot of shit on your plate, and you got to take shit and eat it too, you know?
Gotcha. I heard crabby plates, like crabby patties, is where my brain went for a second.
That's what I heard. Maybe you just hungry, Jacob. That may be.
I guess so.
We might just be hungry. I think that's the case.
Y'all probably just hungry. Yeah, so y'all need to go.
Crabby cakes. They're phenomenal.
I love crab cakes. Don't ever get it twisted. But that is pretty much, I think, yeah, we pretty much covered everything for our show. Unless there's any more thoughts. Oh, I didn't talk about Raw. Any highlights from Raw you guys I want to discuss? I completely forgot.
Yeah, I love how Hogan got booed. God, it sung like a symphony in there. Oh my goodness, she was not ready. She was not expecting that. She really thought she was going to come in there, hit the sentimental speech about how I missed this, I missed y'all. We was like, no, sir.
Like, yeah, no, we knew, like, we're like, ma'am, that's not you. That's not you. Like, and who said it? Jacob said it. He's like, we don't like babyface Charlotte. And I don't even, and he doesn't even think baby Charlotte doesn't even like babyface Charlotte.
And from what I heard, Rhea was not supposed to come out during that segment.
She wasn't?
I was told Rhea was not supposed to come out during that segment.
Oh,
it was supposed to be a video that was going to be shown. She was not supposed to come out.
That was quick. Hey, go save this real quick.
Yeah, if you know, because if you notice, she didn't really have much to say. Rhea does way better on the mic. You could tell that she was going off script with that.
This is a different Rhea Ripley too. This is a grown Rhea Ripley, and literally to be the one to say to greet her was the right thing to do, because it's like, oh hey, remember me? I'm the one that beat you.
Yeah,
gotcha. The last and so I. Again, I could see the uncertainty at first in Charlotte Flair, but she quickly ate it up, because that's when she finally, like, you could see there was a moment where it clicked in her. She was like, I'm not going to get over on these people. So you know what? Time to turn the heat back up. Screw y'all. I could do what I want, show up wherever I want, blah, blah, blah. And I will always be the main event, blah, blah, blah. You know, Charlotte Flair is flaring. The Flair is
flaring. It's Hogan. It's Hogan now. It's Hogan. It's not Flair's daughter. No.
Here's the only reason why we're not putting it to Hogan. To our knowledge, she's not racist and doesn't have a thing with 8 foot tall, you know, so.
She did just divorce Andrade.
Well, that's.
But I mean, that proves
After going through a career-threatening injury, being out for almost a year, and going through a really ugly divorce, I'd be stressed out and I'd be unsure too. And I can't even imagine what going through something like that must feel like, but that has to definitely take a toll. You could definitely tell, like a lot of people say, she looks different, and you know, she's definitely not in the shape that she was, but they have to get her back into the routine, which is why they had her in the performance center before even appearing. But rumors are that she's still not quite clear-ish to even do anything.
You saw how long it took her to get up and point to the WrestleMania sign?
Why they continue to put her in these 6-inch heels after dealing with this kind of injury has got to be dreadful.
Well, that's probably her too.
But that's her though. Yeah, because the thing is, like, had you not won the Rumble, had you not decided to go into business for yourself, that whole speech would have probably been one of the top promos of 2025.
It would have went a different way. I feel like if we had gotten Charlotte and she returned, came at that lucky number, and then lost, the heat would be turned up tenfold.
Depending on how she lost, a more pissed
off Charlotte, since we're going into season of vengeance, a more vengeful Charlotte, and that would give her reason to just run through everybody on the roster to then prove to people again, not that she has to or she feels like she has to, because that's her. But if I'm booking Charlotte, that's what I'm doing with her. And I'm gonna rerun through all of the new blood that we have in this new roster, because this is a totally different roster from when she got injured,
which is why her winning is a spit to the face. You pretty much ignored everything all these women have done for the last year and a half, and you decided I'm gonna go in the driver's seat. It was very blinding for you to say that you've been sitting here watching wrestling the whole time and that you're a fan of wrestling, and that you decide, hey, I'm gonna go in at the most number 27, which we know most winners have come from that number, and I'm going to win, knowing you're injured. Like, I'm telling you, there's a video on social where for at least maybe like a minute and a half, Charlotte is leaned over on the turnbuckle because she can't stand up to point at the WrestleMania sign.
That's crazy.
Like, clearly.
She was fighting the pain. You could see.
Yeah, like, clearly you were not ready. And so it just, that's the other thing of just like, yo, it is very Hogan of you to do that, because you know you're not physically fit right now to do that. Now you have to take on the entire run of getting ready for WrestleMania.
Hey man, my tribe, listen, our tribal chief did it and he turned out just fine.
I mean, our tribal chief though got double stomped to the
hell. Double stomped to the
Seth is gonna get his. That receipt's gonna be so good too.
Well, they say it's triple threat match for WrestleMania. That's the rumor. That it is.
Seth need to get for that outfit on Monday.
We'll see.
Oh yeah, Wild Wild West outfit,
looking like Spy versus Spy.
Yeah.
Listen, man, shout outs to King Troy for the fashion for Mr. Monday Night. Because
No, we know that's straight out of Becky Lynch's closet. Don't do that. That is not
King size, everything.
Who was styled by King Troy, her stylist as well. They both have the same style.
If they're going to do a male Coyote Ugly, then Seth Rollins, hey, you go get your part, bro.
And this one won't get cut. This role won't be cut for yourself.
That was not his fault. He's just in a different direction. That's so fucked up shit, though.
Really quickly, just to cover the rest of Raw, because we know Courtney has to do her watch along at the top of the hour. We had two of our qualifiers for Elimination Chamber, which were bangers. I believe one person wrongfully lost, but that's just me. We have Liv Morgan versus Io Sky. Are you bugging?
Okay. I'm just checking.
That's a
So I will say that with this, though. I really hope they give us a last chance match with the people that didn't win so Io can get put in the chamber.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
because if they don't do that, they wrong for that. Because EO definitely needs to have a chance at her shot.
Cowboy Taker, I am done. That's funny. So yeah, we had EO and Liv for the women's Elimination Chamber qualification. Liv Morgan came out with the win. A lot of shenanigans involved. Obviously, what else do you expect? It's Liv Morgan. But she did defeat EO Sky via disqualification. So I think that could pretty much make a case for what you're saying, Councilman, where Io will definitely get her next try. For the men's, over on the men's, we had a very hard-hitting match. We had a very hyped-up Sami Zayn, a.k.a., according to the Councilman, Mick Foley Jr., versus CM Punk. And CM Punk came out with the win but CM Punk won. They shared a handshake, and unfortunately for Sami Zayn, karma has hit him, and karma has come in the form of Kevin Owens. Who's
not
wrong?
But this should have been Sami to CM Punk.
Unfortunately,
that man said you ain't on my level and still beat you. Bro,
it took him a while, but
you said that. I mean, no, he said that to his face.
Yo, Mick Foley Jr., dog, go. Braun Breaker is waiting for you after that. That's burying at its finest right there.
Well,
and then to add insult to injury, Kevin Owens hit you with a
pile driver, man.
KO credit for selling. That brutal ass match, Black Eye, man took everything in him to hit him with that package power driver. That is pure hate. I love it. Mm-hmm. KO, like, man, I can barely stand. My head hurt. I got this black eye. My body hurt. But I told this if he ain't helped me win.
Right.
Not help me win. You gonna sit there and watch it?
The disrespect.
That's like watching. That's like your homie watching you get jumped and not do nothing.
Because not for nothing. And you know what? This makes perfect sense. Long-term storytelling. Because the first time this situation happened, Kevin Owens was getting a beat down by who? Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, the Usos and Solo. And they were yelling at Sami. It was around Rumble. It was Rumble season, actually, when this happened. And they beat the daylights out of Kevin Owens, handcuffed to the ring. And Sami Zayn did do something about it then. This time,
that was Rumble 2 years ago.
This time he did not. And now it was against Cody Rhodes.
But you gonna watch? Alabama Sammy threw a ladder.
I'm not defending anything. I'm not defending that. Because if somebody's beating on my friend, I'm whipping your ass.
The whole setup. Like, you saw him getting ready to pick him up. And it's like, hey, bro. Like, and then you not even gonna go run in and then push the ladder.
So he tried. Mm-hmm. if you tried, I probably wouldn't whoop your ass as bad. We'd have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you stood there and looked at that man while he stood over me, folded up like an accordion, posing.
Right. Folded up like an accordion, literally.
Yeah,
broken.
That man up like a grade A package.
Sammy about to go to the upper room.
I do got one more thing to ask about Raw. Chad Gable. The Dark Luchador Forces. Where is this going? And who is teaching him this?
There's only one place I know that has dark arts.
In Luchador?
Maybe not so much in Luchador, but he said he's going to go study the dark arts of Lucha Libre.
Mm-hmm. But it don't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. I know, because you know what I'm going to say. But it doesn't make sense. But a lot of people are pointing to that, I guess. I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. But Dark Arts Gym just so happens to be the name of Zelina and Aleister Black's gym, home gym.
But let's think. Who...
And school.
Who has a relationship somehow with Ray Penta? What's the 6 degrees of separation there that you can get there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Is this a way? Is this a way where you bring in Ray Phoenix?
Nah, Ray on the ship. Ray on the contract.
Is he still being held hot? He's still being held hostage under his contract.
6 more months.
Yeah, and Ray ain't big enough for it to be set up like that.
Oh. Hello, duh, the greatest luchador on the roster, Dirty Dom. No?
Nah, that's lazy.
No.
And also, that'd be just like a really?
Well,
really?
They're obviously not pointing to Santos. Who else could it be?
It would make could have made sense for Santos.
Who's another luchador that we're not thinking about?
It ain't Del Rio. Ain't Sin Cara.
Hell no, he says. It ain't Dragon League.
You know what would be wild and would be like the perfect Lucha Underground callback?
Mm-hmm.
Would be Vampiro.
Ooh.
Now we get to
that just crossed my mind.
Now we get to that make more sense.
Yeah.
That will make people erupt.
Mm-hmm. That ties everything together, but it's like you bring in Vampiro back at 50 something years old to be a manager mentor. Like, I feel like you got to get something out of this in ring. Could be Vampiro. Could be.
I like that better. Cause I just want Aleister Black to just come back. Like, I don't need I'm coaching this person. I need lights out,
lights turn on, black mask.
My boy, rise up. That's all I need. I don't
literally rising from the ashes.
I don't even need that. Nah, cut them lights off, cut them lights back on. Here's a black mask. Bye bye. See you next week.
Ooh. And don't even show him yet. But we might, I don't know. He has a very distinct look, so he might be a dead giveaway.
Man, just give me lights off, cut back on. He's sitting Indian style at the top of the stage.
With a silhouette, with just one light and smoke. Yep. And you see the silhouette. Looks up
and it just go off. Executive producer, Paul Levesque. And that's it.
Yeah.
Karrion Kross spent years in Mexico. Ooh, now.
He was the white rabbit in Lucha. Yeah.
Punch hero. I like that. Why the hell didn't I think of that? I've been advocating for Cross forever, and
White Rabbit, but I feel like he's going elsewhere right now.
Not anymore. Is Sammy?
But not anymore because Sammy's got KO now. So and Karrion warned him about basically.
Right, but I think they're still keeping the Cross effect of whatever he touches turns heel. Mm-hmm. Goes completely
goes dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't see him interacting with Gable per se.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe there's more to the story that we have to look into. But aside from all of that fun stuff, since we're on the topic of Lucha Libre, let's talk just quickly go over the other matches that happened on Raw before we get out of here. Ludwig Kaiser versus Penta. That match was woo, woo. I feel if Jake, the same treatment that I'm giving Jacob is the same one I'm giving Penta. them versus everybody, please. I just want to see how they do, how they fare well with each of the superstars. And it's there. They have it. They know what they're doing. Penta is a lucha libre wrestling god in the making at this point. If not already.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very good English.
He has such a great personality. He's fun to watch. I love his entrance. Everybody loves him. The Cierro Miedo is working and clicking. Everybody caught up to that real quickly, especially if you knew him from AEW. But they had a great match. He defeated Ludwig Kaiser to then, excuse me. And then, of course, we had Gunta. I got to say it the right way. Gunta.
Here's the clip.
Yeah. Hold on. Gunta, the ring general, Gunta. I never get tired of that clip. But Gunta faced off with, and it's G-U-N-T-A. Period. Okay.
Yeah.
He went face to face with a very emotional Royal Rumble winner in Jey Uso, who had a wonderful speech for the crowd. Sorry, Charlotte. Jey kind of took that. So you had to go heel. Say again.
I said, they know what it is.
Right. It's the Yeet Master. Yep. We're on our way to Yeet Mania. And Gunther continues to pretty much talk a lot of smack about Jey Uso, like he hasn't been the workhorse the last couple of years. Gunther has also been the workhorse as well. Mm-hmm. So
that's the question I want to know. Can Gunther take another L at WrestleMania? Two in a row with titles on the line?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he might. He
can, because what else have you beat him? And it's really the story you got to tell. Because I think they're going to try to redo, get them elbows up.
Yep. Got to get them elbows up. Damn, I missed it.
I think they're trying to do the same angle with Sammy, where he comes in overconfident, Jey gets his ass whooped for 98% of the match, and then wham, bam, quick roll up. Our Uso splash and we out of here, something like that.
Yeah, if you notice the honorary Uso is kind of, well, the Jey Uso, the Uso of all Usos, he pretty much is going through the same treatment that his honorary Uso went through just a year ago. Mm-hmm. Gunther underestimating his opponent, not realizing that Jey Uso was not the same. If you're comparing Jey Uso and Sami Zayn, Jey got that dog in him. Okay. I understand, Sammy, that's my dog this, my dog that. But Jey Uso got that real dog in him, and he's hungry, and I think he definitely can get a win.
So let me ask this, though. What's the better match, him versus Gunther or him versus Cody?
Him versus Gunther. Well,
I would have to say it's him versus Gunther, because Gunther's the one he has not beaten yet.
Yeah. What kind of match do you want?
Match do I want? I'll happily book Jey Uso to whip Cody Rhodes' ass any day. You know that.
I think that's the better story for WrestleMania.
And it's an interesting story, being that just a couple years ago, they were both in the main event winning tag titles.
The two biggest baby faces in the company, main event WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at everybody else who's in the chamber, which we know John Cena is going to win, John Cena versus Gunther.
That could be.
I've seen it before. It was called WrestleMania 30, Cena versus Rusev, or 31. I've seen that before.
But Gunther, Rusev, Gunther, apples, oranges. Like, really? We're having that conversation?
But no. Think about it. Rusev was a heater. That was a meteor burning. That was like.
But also, Rusev Day. But also, too, this is 17th title. And as you said, if Gunther has to take an L, because it seems like that's what's going to happen at WrestleMania, the bigger one to lose to is John Cena.
Mm-mm. Here's why. Because you just said 17th title. If they go give Cena number 17, they going to give him the big-ass belt with a damn W on it. They going to make it a statement. We ain't giving you the secondary top world title. You want 17?
But it's not on him. It's on John. So what does John want? You got to think about it. John does what's best for the business, not himself, unlike Charlotte Hogan.
John will do what's best for business always. And he did make it a point to say at the press conference to us out loud in a way that we don't really hear him talk, saying that it's best for business that I go on to WrestleMania. I will be at Elimination Chamber. I'm doing a movie in Hungary. I'll be back and I'll be waiting. We don't really hear Cena talk like that, mm-hmm. but if I'm John Cena, the best thing I know that's for business is helping out the young talent. Right? Mm-hmm. He did it with Solo when we thought he had retired in Saudi Arabia. And so he put Solo over. Can he do the same for Gunther? And will he? I believe he can and he will. If they're booking him to lose. I feel like that whole change. I feel like John Cena kind of doesn't really want to break that record. He wants to let Rick have it.
No.
A lot of people don't want to break it because of Rick.
That's the thing I disagree with. I think he knows that it's time. It is time for you to be able to solidify that. And that's why the World Heavyweight Championship makes it more sense because of the trajectory is going on. Even what Mayor just said. This is the more storytelling you have. Jay beating the man that beat Roman is the move. Your former tag champ, bringing the belt back to the family, and then especially from Thunderdome era, Jay, because then now you get Jay versus Roman. Because we know Roman wants his title back. Gunther losing to John and then John having to give up that title within this year, it doesn't hurt anyone. Trying to make John the face with the WWE Championship and him having other obligations, you're not going to see the title as much as you should.
Do we see it that much, defended that much on a regular basis?
Not now? Defended, but we do. We see it seen. We see Cody every week. You wouldn't see John every week.
Not you for saw nothing. Haven every week with the belt for Brock. I mean,
not for nothing. I think Mayor might have hit it on the head there because mm-hmm. we know Jay can beat Roman because he's pinned him clean. We know he's one of the few that have and few that can actually beat Roman
mm-hmm.
in a tag match. Well, yes. It wasn't a tag match, but
yeah, it was a tag.
But even still, not a lot of people have that kind of a clean pin on Roman.
You only got three clear ones. Baron Corbin was the last one before he went tribal chief mode. Jey Uso, and then Cody Rhodes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the lingering of Seth of I never actually lost to you.
Mm-hmm.
You never beat me. So.
And I think Cody and Jay would give a way better performance than Gunther and Jay.
That's tough. I mean,
that's a lot more leveled. And I think John and Gunther would tell a better story in the ring than Jay and Gunther would.
I mean, we're getting to Inception level of dream matching and fantasy booking here because we could go down the layers if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're good. But I'm all for going down a rabbit hole. I don't care.
You know, Courtney got a watch along. Yeah,
yes, Courtney does have a watch along. I'm trying to think. There was something else that. Oh yeah, that's right, Logan Paul. But that's neither here nor there. I think that pretty much wraps up our show.
he was on there.
He was yeah, after the altercation with Rey Mysterio.
Oh, we pick up that win.
He took. Yeah,
we getting Logan versus AJ Styles at Mania anyway.
I don't want that. We just got that.
We're getting it again because yeah. AJ Styles is on Raw. Logan is on Raw. He cost him at Royal Rumble. That's the best
do
way.
Do the chamber and let's get it over with.
Might be the chamber.
If I'm
do that chamber, yeah. Get it over with.
Yeah, I would say that too. But if if I'm honest, I would want Logan versus versus Dom, Dirty Dom, who could drag the most heat.
Yeah, that would be good.
I want Dirty Dom to get a title at Mania.
Me too.
Yeah.
I want.
I see Dirty
that's
Dom
not. That's not. Dry. That's not going to happen yet, though. Not yet.
That's what I want. But Jeffrey, shout out to the New Day's new music, but also shout out to the homie Mega Ran. That is
yeah.
With a New Day song, shout out to him. How y'all feeling about that? Just like that before we get out of here, how y'all feeling about the new
fire? Music?
It's really fire. It's very fire.
I'm so glad
it wasn't made by Def Rebel.
Wait, no, I thought it was Jim Johnson. No,
no, it's Mega Ran. So no, the Mega thing Ran, is,
oh, Mega Ran,
the closed captioning for apparently everybody's closed captioning had it wrong.
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
Yeah, because he had to go post it to let people know that he did it. It is actually.
Well, you let them know, Mega Ran, and shout outs to you. You ate that. Great, I will say this song. So much better than the unicorn, happy go lucky, clappy stuff.
Also, bring back Bliss's original music because I don't like what you did to Hotel and stuff.
She's had that theme.
She has, but he remixed it to this dubstep thing where one, it don't even hit when it's supposed to hit right. Like it's nah, bro. That wasn't it. Nah, don't get your dubstepping ass off of the goddess's beat. All right. It was perfect the way it was.
I will personally send a message to Lily so she can send a message to the new Lily and then send a message to Alexa and make sure.
Yes.
We let them know. Mm-hmm. I think we got through it all, guys. Just enough time for Courtney to get a little snack before she has her watch along. You guys, make sure you stay tuned at the top of the hour. Stone Cold Courtney will be in full effect with all her eliteness. So make sure you guys check that out for our AEW Dynamite watch along. But now it is time to go. And it's time to tell these lovely people where they can find us and support us. Ladies first, Courtney.
They can always find me here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WWT Live. I will not be on this Friday, but I will be back on Monday. And, you know, top of the hour, you get to hang out with me for AEW Dynamite because we got a lot of good stuff happening in Atlanta. And if you're in Atlanta, say hello to our wonderful professor who is there live at Dynamite in Atlanta.
That's right. So shout out to the professor.
Make sure you say hello to him if you're there. But they can also follow me on at CourtneyNJ11 on Twitter and Instagram, where I do have some content happening in the coming weeks.
Excellent. Excellent. Jacob, Mr. DeLawrence, where can the people find you, sir?
Of course, you can find me on Twitter at _JBella, as it says right there. You can find me coming through here every couple weeks or so. You know, I like to come in and show up to work. You know, I'm running out of PTO, so I got to come to work a little more frequently.
I'm enjoying these frequent sightings. I am.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it feels good to pop in, talk graps with y'all. Good people, as always. You can find my writings and musings over at anscape.com. I just dropped a new article today with February's must-cop sneakers for the month. So go check that out on my Twitter. It's like probably my last tweet. And yeah. Oh, also, before I get out of here, of course, you can follow and find my co-host, the mayor, Mr. Cedric Wilson, who decided not to come to work today. But all right, that's cool. Oh, yeah, find him on Twitter.
He's sick.
Well, so are you, Councilman. Just saying.
Finna say, you've been sick for like the past 2 weeks and still coming to work, dog.
This is true. But I have grit, unlike them boxer puppy wrestlers.
But yeah, you can find Mr. Welton on Twitter. That is CEWD_SAYS. Find him on the gram as said is the answer. And yeah, he'll eventually come back to work at some point if he stops pounding the streets. Get the clip.
Now, wait. I got it.
Said's about to pound the streets.
It's me.
We were both doing the same thing. This is why you're my freaking tag team partner, my most electrifying tag team partner in digital entertainment, because we are always on the same wavelength, and I'm so here for it. But my sick ass councilman, my sick ass tag team partner, where can the lovely people find you?
You can find me at Rip Your Tits Off Live on all social medias and YouTube and Twitch.
Oh my god.
Jacob doing this.
Sir!
You did it.
I can't believe you just said that. We're women's wrestling talk. Oh my god.
That's what Tyler Tony Storm said. Okay. I am just quoting her.
We got canceled. Just pack it up. We're done.
It is Wednesday Dynamite. Listen. Okay. I am just referencing from the time before. Okay.
Jeffrey says you can tell he's sick. Oh man, Will. Where can they find you, man?
Man, just make sure y'all check us out every Saturday for the Kayfabe podcast. Myself, tag team partner Wrestle with Honey, and Mr. All-Star Fandom himself, Mr. Dion. And then you never know who's coming on, and might have a special guest coming on very soon. Put something in the works. Might have something cooking, and your boy might also have have another client locking in into the councilman's fold. What? So I'm gonna keep it private for now. I'll let y'all know once we off the air. But yeah.
You know what, councilman? You know what? God. Even with your sick ass, you be getting shit done, man.
Still getting shit done.
And I'm here for it. I love it. I love it. Shout out before I let y'all go. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Boza, Dylan, where you can find exclusively on a Wednesday at You Big Motherfucker. Jeffrey, Cousin Ron, Sindil, Sed, Eric Isaac, Special Little Nobodies, Fernando Zayas. I can honestly say I haven't seen your name here. Welcome and thank you for joining us. King Mike Hall, always a pleasure having you, brother. Junk Punch Hero, shout outs to you and your intake and your partake for today's conversations. I don't like forgetting people. Blah, 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 blah. I think I got through pretty much everybody. Benjamin, I said Cindy, so she doesn't kick my butt because that's the last person I want any beef with in the chat. Miss Awesome Man, Star, Miss. Shit. Well, you know what? Miss Awesome Saucy, shout outs to you. Thank you for joining us again. I appreciate all of you joining us for this Wednesday edition. You guys can always find me here Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays with the WWT Live crew. Special Little Nobodies. I'm sorry. Wow. Find me on all things Wrestling with Honey on all the social platforms. And then we also have the Wrestling with Honey podcast on YouTube. Hit me up on Kayfabe every Saturday. You know what?
That's exactly what I thought when he did it. I was like, wait, the mayor not here.
I totally I feel that line in my soul right now. But all things Wrestling with Honey, Wrestling with Honey podcast. Catch me with Kayfabe, with Dion and our sick ass councilman who's at 89%. And I'm putting out in the air that he will be at 100 by Saturday. Also, don't forget, Honey Night SmackDown watch along every Friday. So your girl's doing double duty. Should be exciting, being now that we have a more blissful SmackDown as well as a more sick SmackDown. Hopefully, God willing, if these Wyatt Six folks show
up. She on the SmackDown?
Yes, she is.
Yes,
she man, is. I gotta get cable. Damn. Man, who got Sling Man or something like that so I can sign in, man? I can't miss. I can't miss the goddess, man.
You can't. You cannot miss the goddess. And of course, you cannot miss all the cool stuff we have going on here. Shout outs to our amazing sponsors at All Caribbean Wrestling. They have lots of cool things going on. So check out their socials as well. Shout outs to the rest of the crew, Boss Lady Professors and the house in Atlanta for Dynamite tonight. And said, feel better. And shout outs to you guys for joining me today. I know it's been a while since I've hosted. I felt like I was a little rusty, but I think we got it okay. But I appreciate y'all and your energy as always. I love the crew and the team that I have. And I truly, truly mean that from the bottom of my heart. But shout out to everybody again. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And you know, this was Women's Wrestling Talk, WWT Live Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet. Ciao, y'all.
Thanks for joining WWT. Don't forget to like us on all social media platforms at WW Talk Pod. Like and subscribe on all video and audio platforms like yesterday, my G. And check out our website at www.talkpod.com. Thanks for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling network on the planet.